Sisters and brothers, I think we should talk continuously and perhaps in meetups. I think that was a great strategy that Howard Dean came up with about the opposite of power. So we can start being strategic and not be perpetually rolled over by power. Power has the resources. It's been systematically setting it up that way, claiming the resources of the globe entire to ensure that we got nowhere to go. It has the resources to mess with us endlessly, provide us with causes aplenty to keep us busy, which is its key objective for us. Busy for a lifetime, so like a parent locking a child in a room and telling herself she's helping her child learn to be obedient. It's all about leaving the running of the world to a tiny, minuscule number of people. And we've never discussed the implications of this. But beginning to discuss and subsequently define what would be the opposite of this, what that would look like, not only allows us to begin to be strategic, because you got to know where you're going to be strategic, right? That's clear. But it also continuously feeds a realistic sense of hope, which we need in order to be ready for whatever catastrophe power unleashes. And on second thought, I want to apologize for putting it like this, as if they haven't already done this. But because they play the liar's part, because they act with hidden dollars, that doesn't mean they haven't already unleashed multitudinous catastrophes on Asia, Haiti, Eastern Europe, Egypt, the Middle East, Syria particularly, and Africa, as well as the everyday catastrophe of being forced to live robotic lives. But even in the midst of manufactured crisis, we can continue to build our opposite, foster a global consciousness while building our interconnections locally and globally. See, the local interconnections have to be with a global consciousness. That means we are at the same time consciously interlinking with all of our brothers and sisters so that we can coordinate a global action, a global general strike. And we can begin to build a communal infrastructure, increased abundance, to support individual self-sufficiency and therefore good fellowship. Embrace key slogans like no more masters, no more commodities. We can discuss and flesh out the key elements of a social arrangement based in good fellowship, like consensus authority, open tribalism, which has sharing as its purpose, transparent and inclusive decision-making, fluid structures, and continuous growth. And I have to find a better word than structure. You know, you got one, give me it. I'd appreciate it. Global interconnections supporting individual self-sufficiency. And I'm planning to flesh this out more on the page Founding and Realizing, a test site, which is also a PDF. If we start building our global mutual aid infrastructure now, we'll be able to withstand the pressure of a re-stimulated by power sense of dependence on a daddy, the state, when global crises are unleashed on us. Because we'll know the critical elements of a future based on opposite premises, aiming toward an opposite result. We'll be able to see how to foster that opposite in concrete terms. For example, we'll be able to counter state appeals to nationalist sentiment by harboring and broadcasting its opposite. But so much depends on putting in place the communication means that would allow and support the fostering of these discussions. So how could that happen? This is absolutely key. I mean, I know we can start doing this individually in our individual networks, but we need broader means of talking to each other. You know, a kind of a Pacifica network. We have to increase the speed by which we forward our planning of an opposite.